Paz de Cristo. Praise the Lord. Good morning. It is Monday morning, 6:57 a.m. Excuse me. Today I'm reading from the book of James, chapter 2, and I think it's fitting. I just opened up the Word of God. I did not search for the scripture. I did not remember this scripture and be like, oh, I would love to give that scripture to the body of Christ. No, I woke up and I opened the Bible and it fell on the scripture. I want to give you a little background of what we're doing, not for man's glory, but for God's glory. The honor and the glory go to Jesus Christ, always my Lord and my Savior. This morning, we're actually doing a chain fast. I don't know if you know what one of those are, but you get a group of people and you all fast for a particular reason. The Bible says where there's two or three gathered in my name, I would be in their midst. So there's also in the scripture that the disciples couldn't deliver a man from a demon. And they tried and tried and they couldn't do it. They brought him to Jesus, and Jesus says, this generation doesn't come out only with prayer and fast. So fasting takes whatever you're doing to another level. It's a more powerful tool. So late yesterday, we found out that one of our church members is going through a situation in his life that it is causing him much body pain, physical pain, emotional distress, and spiritual distress. And to make things worse, this individual also has his significant other has just gone through a great ordeal as well. And sometimes when you're going through a situation like that where it seems like one wave hits you, and as you're barely coming up, and I'm using this analogy and you might understand it, as you're barely coming up out of the water to take another breath, it seems like a bigger wave is about to hit you. And you go back down and you come back out of the water a second time and it feels like a third wave, even greater than the first and the second one, is about to hit you. So we put a chain link text and we said, let us fast for our brethren. Just to get you a little background of what we're doing today, and I encourage you, the body of Christ, to fast. And fast like Jesus did. Don't do an intermittent fast. Don't do a water fast. Don't do a fruit fast. No, do like Jesus did. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not saying fast to that extent, but I'm saying he fasted. Nothing passed through his lips, nor water, nor food. You can fast like that for a couple hours, maybe even half a day. Let's get into the Word. The Word comes from James chapter 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various or diverse trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Let us pray. Father, we give you glory and the honor, Lord Jesus Christ, for another day of life. Lord, thank you for the scripture. Thank you for the word that you're about to impart into us. You are the sower of the seed, Lord, and we are that fertile soil that that seed landed on. Let it grow and give fruit 30 unto 60 and the 90 unto 100. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So the Bible tells us here, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. See, we're going to fall into trials. There will be obstacles in our life. There will be opposition in our life. The doctor will tell us bad news. It's just bound to happen. And when he says various trials, it's not just going to be, you're always going to hear bad news from the doctor. Oh, we took this test and we found this and your A1C was high. Or we found that your hemoglobin was low. Oh, we found that you got high blood pressure. Oh, we found that you have a blocked vein in your heart. Oh, we found that, it's not always going to be one form of trial. The Bible says various. You're going to have trials in your marriage. Trials where you're going to contemplate divorce. Trials where you're going to contemplate leaving him or leaving her. Trials where you're going to dread coming home because you have to come back to this marriage that you're in. There's various forms of trials. You're going to have trials with your children. You know, disobedience, rebellion, theft, drugs, jail, having to go to court, having to go to juvenile detention centers, having to go to therapists, having to go to see a caseworker, having to go to see a probation officer, parole officer. You're going to have various forms of trials. At work, somebody's just constantly taking your food from your cooler, or everybody's lunch gets labeled and yours as well, and that gets taken all the time, or somebody's throwing your badge where you left it for over the night so you can't find it the next day. It says, count it all joy when you find yourself in various trials. How can we count it as joy when we are in a troubling, trying situation? How can you do that? How can the Bible ask you to do such a thing? To count it as joy when I'm losing my job? Count it joy when the doctor says that they found something rare in my CAT scan? Count it all joy when my wife says and texts me, we need to talk about our future when you come home from work? Count it all joy when the police officers are delivering me eviction notices? Count it all joy when I just sent out the last money in our account to pay for the light bill, and now my kids have nothing to eat and they're asking me for food? How can the Bible say to count it as joy? Knowing, this is why we count it as joy, because we know that the testing of our faith will produce patience. Our faith, when tested, will produce something in Jesus. Our faith has to be tested. The Bible says, you shall test me like gold, and I shall come out pure. God tests our faith to see if we truly rely, believe, confide, trust, hope in him, Or are we only relying, trust, hope, confide in him by mouth? See, the Bible says to be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. Many people can say, oh, I trust God. I trust God. It's easy to trust God when there's a couple thousand dollars in your checking account and a couple thousand in your savings account. It's easy to trust in God when you have a brand new vehicle and you know that that vehicle is not going to break down anytime soon. It's easy to trust God when your tank's always on full and not when your tank's on the opposite, always on empty. It's easy to trust God when you could open up your wallet and have credit cards upon credit cards and then several bills of $100 in your wallet, knowing that if anything rises up, a bill, a desire, a want, you have financial capabilities to attend to that need, we want, or desire. But it's never easy to trust God when somebody invites you to go do something and you open your wallet and all you see is little moth flies come out of it. Now, that last part was an embellishment on my part, but you know what I mean. When you open you open up your wallet, now you hear crickets. Because there's nothing in there. Now, when you trust God in that time, it will prove to the Lord who you are. It will prove to the Lord what metal you are made from. It will prove to the Lord what cloth you are truly cut from. Because many will say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I serve you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, no matter what I go through in the valley or in the mountain, Lord, in the good and in the bad, Lord, I'll be there. And as soon as one valley pops up, even an insignificant one, there they are, turning around, running back to the world. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. See, the Bible says that patience without faith, without work, is dead. How does faith have works? When it is tested and when it is found with patience. When God tests your faith and you come out of that test A+, you aced it. Those are your works. When you get tested and you, instead of bowing down saying, Lord, why, Lord, why would you do this to me again? You bow down and say, Lord, I will praise you in the storm. I will lift up my hands. I will lift up my eyes towards heaven whence help comes my help. I will lift up my hand and I will grab out for yours because I need you more now more than ever. That's when your faith is being tested. And that's when patience has its perfect work. We have to be patient. Waiting upon the Lord is never easy. The Bible says, patiently I waited upon the Lord and he heard my cry. Waiting upon the Lord is never easy, but we do it with patience, knowing that we will soon be looking down on the situation, not up to the situation. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everybody, Lord, in all the countries that we're being heard right now, Lord, that your word, Lord, is being heard. We lift up the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up your name on high, Lord. We thank you, Lord. As James chapter 2 says, that we count it all joy. Now we understand why we need to count it all joy. Not because we're narcissistic. Not because we love evil times. Not because we like to be beaten down. Not because of that. We do it because it shows that you're working through our faith. It shows that you're working through our patience. And it shows that you're working us in perfectedness. And I pray for every person right now going through something, Lord, whether it be mental issues, emotional issues, physical issues, spiritual issues, financial issues, marital issues, family issues, work issues, house issues, whatever issues they're going through. I pray that they hear this word, which is your word, And they would learn to grab onto your hand and say, Lord, prove me, Lord, and I will come out like gold. Test me, and I will come out like gold. As long as you never let go of my hand, Lord Jesus, I will be okay. You folks have a blessed day. Remember, don't look down in your situations. Look up. I will look up to the mountains where my help comes from. God bless you. Pastor Jay signing out for today. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Amen.